If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials, and we'll have for the rest of cow radio.
It's not too soon.
No, it's not. That. Boy, you know what? And we can start playing Rich on Dick's Picks.
Oh, we can. Yeah,
absolutely,
yeah.
Right. And we will.
Absolutely.
Yes, right. Yeah. All right. Hey, let's have a little bit of music.
Oh,
shall we?
Yeah.
Riders in the Sky are riding along with Ooh-ha. Us. How many years they've been doing this? 152 or something like that.
That's too soon, though.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. This is a great song. Soon as the roundup's through.
Clouds are rolling in across the valley. A nightbird sings a lonely melody. Cattle are a-bedding on the banks of old Red River. I can hear them softly lowing through the breeze. The flames are dying low now on the campfire. And 3 months on the trail are nearly gone. Echo of a coyote's cry makes me give an empty sigh. Don't think I've ever been so all alone. I miss your face, I miss your tender kisses. I miss your golden hair all tied and kinda goes against my brain, but I love you, Liza Jane, and I'll be riding home soon as the roundup's through. A year ago, I saddled up my pony, said goodbye to you and all my friends. I figured I might find myself way out on the trail somewhere. But all I found's another crook and bend. I guess I was a crazy fool for leaving. It felt like something I just had to do. But I live the bigger part of this roving cowboy heart. It only beats whenever I think of you. I miss your face, I miss your tender kisses. I miss your golden hair all tied and blue. It kind of goes against my grain, but I love you, Liza Jane, and I'll be riding home soon as the roundup's through. It kind of goes against my grain, but I love you, Liza Jane, and I'll be riding home soon as the roundup's through.
Oh, yeah, way to go, Ranger Doug, and Too Slim, and Woody Paul.
And Woody Paul and Joey,
the cow polka king.
That's right.
Yeah. Great stuff. Boy, they've been doing this for a long time.
You know, we make fun of accordion players.
We
but
do.
What a talent.
Holy
How
moly.
How do they learn to play that
Holy
thing?
Holy moly. And as well as Joy does.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We make fun of banjo players and accordion players and bagpipe players.
And bagpipe players.
Yeah, we make fun of all of them, but holy cow. Amazing.
How do they get there?
And to hear Joy can pull out a piece of classic music on the accordion, and he can pull it off.
Absolutely.
He's pretty darn good at it. Yeah.
Huge talent.
So is it too soon for an accordion joke?
Right now it is, yes.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
A little soon.
Do you know what perfect pitch is? That's when you throw the accordion into the trash and it misses the banjo.
That is perfect.
That's
pitch.
A perfect pitch.
That's a perfect
right. Is it,
pitch.
Is it too soon?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Nah.
Do you know what has 38 feet and 17 teeth?
No.
The front row of a bluegrass banjo workshop.
I hadn't heard that one.
Oh, yeah. That's one of Bren's favorites.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that one, too. Well, you know the difference between a is it too soon?
Yeah.
Do you know the difference between a banjo player and a large pepperoni pizza?
No.
Yeah, a large pepperoni pizza can feed a family of four.
Not a banjo.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
So oh yeah, I'm gonna throw Bren under the bus here.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. He has he has a banjitar.
Oh, he does.
He has a banjitar. Okay. So it looks and sounds like a banjo, but it's keyed like a guitar.
No
key. Yeah, so he can play it, and he does. And he does a good job with it. And he said, he always tells the audience, he says, you know what a mule is? And I'll say, yeah. And he'll say, yeah, that's where you take something perfectly good and you cross it with something asinine. The banjitar.
The banjitar.
The banjitar. Yeah.
Nice.
Is it too soon for banjo jokes?
Not now.
Not anymore.
No, it's
right?
Perfect time. Yeah.
I did want to mention that President Trump, I saw an interview of him after that first assassination attempt, and they asked him, does it make you think of your mortality a little bit more? And he said, I don't know that it makes me think any more of my mortality, but it sure makes me think more about God.
Yeah.
Isn't that a true statement? But holy cow.
Yeah, what a way to bring you back to what's important.
You know,
right?
That seems to happen to a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
Not in that drastic of a
way. No,
but there are
Thank
things
goodness.
That bring us back to what is important in our lives.
Yeah,
right?
what is true reality?
Yeah.
Or who is the answer?
Brings us back to our maker.
Uh-huh.
Brings us back to our families.
That's right.
Brings us back to our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What is important? In
yeah,
our life.
Just what exactly is important?
Yeah,
and you think of these beautiful Down syndrome children and people.
Sweet,
you know,
my gosh,
who is handicapped here?
Right, the salt of the earth.
Yeah,
man, I love to be around those good folks.
Absolutely,
they humble me.
Oh man,
yeah. We better do a little cowpoke. Poetry.
What you got?
Well, now this is an old one. This comes back from a ways back. This is, I've entitled this, Two Horses. Thinking back on a cowboy life, memories are etched on my mind. Some great rides and some mingled strife and good friends that were hard to find. I remember every good horse and the ones that were hard to shoe. For the wild ones, I have no remorse. For the others, I call them two. Too many wild ones, too few mild ones, and some that I never really knew. Too few old ones and too many bold ones. These are the horses I called two. I'd do things a bit different now if I could ride them just once more. I'd enjoy time trailing the cow and not just treat it as a chore. I'm a better man because of them. I'm careful with what I say and do, more patient with my fellow men, and it's all because of those two. Too many mean ones, too few green ones, old pards of every different hue. Too few trained ones, too many reined ones, just to name some of the two. Too soon old and too late smart seems to be my motto and my creed. Still, the memories that touch my heart are the impressions of a steed. Now, when faced with certain death, I'll count my blessings and review my life's work, then draw my last breath and give thanks for more than just two. Too many hot ones, too few caught ones, I wouldn't trade any for new. Too few frank ones, too many rank ones, God bless every one of the two. Yeah, so that's T-O-O, not T-W-O.
Two also.
Two. Yes. Yep, that's right. Yes. All right, how about it's time for Dick's pick.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Do you know who it is?
I think I remember.
Okay,
who? I think so.
Okay, shoot it.
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
And what's he singing?
One kiss too
many.
Too many.
You got it.
I had one kiss too many, and it went right to my heart. What a fool I was to fall in love with you. I had one kiss too many, should have known right from the start. I was kissing someone who just couldn't be true. I knew the morning after I made a big mistake. That extra kiss was more than this poor heart of mine could take. I had one kiss too many, I remembered it and cry. 'Cause when I kissed you, I kissed my heart goodbye. Surprise, now I know I'll never ever be the same. I had one kiss too many, should have never closed my eyes. 'Cause I know that you were only playing a game. I should have been contented to take a kiss and run. I had to hang around until I got that fatal one. I had one kiss too many, it was just too much for me. For with one kiss less, my heart might still be free.
I don't know. Is there such a thing?
We're going to have to play Shotgun Boogie next week. Yeah,
to make up for that one, right. Hey, we need to ditch out to a cow commercial.
Really?
Yeah, but the good news is when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2024 will be held at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming, October 11th and 12th. Registration opens Friday, October 11th at 4 p.m., with the Cowboy Social beginning at 6:30 p.m. Then Saturday, October 12th, the doors open early for registration, photos, silent auctions, and merchandise, with the induction ceremony beginning at noon. Make plans now to join us for the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony, October 11th and 12th, at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming. For more information, go to WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.